感谢赞美主，我们可以放下世上的事情，到神面前来享受神的恩惠。
Praise the Lord, we can set aside the worldly affairs and come here and worship Him.
在旧约的以色列百姓每年他们都要上耶路撒冷。
And the Israelites people always go to Jerusalem in the Old Testament time.
甚至他们要住在帐篷里面。
And they live in the tents.
在那边听神的律法。
In order to listen to the law of the Lord.
用这样来复兴他们的信仰。
In order to regenerate their faith.
我们今天的灵恩布道会就好像旧约的节期。
Our evangelical service like the feast in the Old Testament.
感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹可以来把握机会来这边亲近神。
So we thank the Lord that the brother and sister can come over to draw near to God.
这个圣经是用来教训督责，使我们学义的一本书。
And Bible is the book for doctrine and reproof, so we can learn the righteousness.
那它有一些正面的故事，也有一些负面的故事。
There are some positive and negative stories.
那今天早上我们来学习耶沙华王的故事。
This morning we're going to learn a King Jehoshaphat.
我们知道历史给人类的教训就是人类忘记历史的教训。
And the lesson of history is like a human always forget about the history.
所以历史像一面镜子我们盼望在读圣经之后不要常常照着不要常常忘记。
And history is like a mirror. When we face the mirror, we always have to remember.
我们知道旧约的王当中呢，旧约的王当中呢，有南朝的王跟北朝的王。
In the Old Testament, there are a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
那在北朝的王几乎就没有一个是好的王啊。
And there is no good king in the northern kingdom.
那在南朝有三个王，圣经上谈到他们还是相当好的。
And there are three good kings in the southern kingdom.
第一个就是约沙华。
The first one is Jehoshaphat.
第二个就是西西家。
The second is Hezekiah.
再来就是耶西亚。
And the third one is Josiah.
今天我们就从耶沙华王来得学习。
And this morning we'll learn from King Jehoshaphat.
虽然他是一个相当好的王但是也不是没有缺点的。
Although he's a good king, but he's without any weaknesses.
所以我们看列王记上的22:43。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上22:43。
1 Kings chapter 22:43.
这个在盖棺论定谈到他的一生。
It's about to conclude the life of King Jehoshaphat.
22:43.
Chapter 22:43.
42节开始啊，然后。
From 42.
耶沙华登基的时候35岁，在耶路撒冷做王25年。他母亲名叫哈斯巴，乃示利希的女儿。43.
43.
耶沙华行他父亲亚撒所行的道，不偏离左右，行主眼中看为正的事。只是秋坛还没有回去，百姓仍在那里献祭烧香。44。耶沙华与以色列王和好。这个耶沙华王这个行神眼中看为正的事。
King Jehoshaphat did what's right in the eyes of the Lord。
在早期好像这个秋坛没有回去，但是另外一个经文说，在晚期秋坛就回去了。
And here says the high places were not removed, but later those places.Were indeed removed.
那另外一个特色就是他跟以色列王和好。
And the other thing is about he made peace with the king Israel.
所以他记载他正面的，以及记载他负面的。
He records his a positive and a negative.
所以我们用爱神跟爱恨神的人我们做题目来看他的一生。
And this morning we used the topic.
爱神跟爱恨神的人哈。
Love God, also he loved those who hate God.
圣经上讲耶沙华王他是爱恨神的人呢。
And history records King Jehoshaphat loves the people who hate God.
我们看历代志下19。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
我们把红线夹在历代志下19左右。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles 19 and put your bookmark on chapter 19.
18记载这个耶沙华王去跟亚哈一起打仗。
And chapter 18 records King Jehoshaphat went to war with King Ahab.
那19就开始这样讲。
And chapter 19 says,
19:1,
verse 1,
犹大王耶沙华平平安安地回耶路撒冷宫里去了。2,
verse 2,
先见哈拿尼耶父出来迎接耶沙华王，对他说：“ 你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨恶神的人呢？因此主的愤怒啊临到你。啊，所以我们看到他一生呢，啊，我们看第七图第三节哈
，verse three。
然而你还有善行，因为你从国中除掉木偶，立定心意寻求神，所以啊，他的爱实在是很多。
So there are lots of good deeds for this king.
啊，他真的很爱神呢、啊。
And he loves the Lord.
但是爱到一种地步啊，连恨神的人他也一起爱啊。
But to a degree that he even loves those who hate the Lord.
啊，所以我们就用这分这两点来谈他的一生，他怎么爱神呢？他怎么爱恨神的人？结果又是什么呢？
And now we have two points to discuss, why he loves God and why he loves those who hate the Lord.
我们看历代志下的十七章第七节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles 17, verse 7.
十七章第十七章哦。
Chapter 17.
我们先读三到六节好了，三到六节。
Let's read the passage from 3 to 6.
这个都一直重复，他是一个看神眼中为正的人，就是一个爱神的人了。
This passage records how he loves the Lord.
十七章三节，主与耶和华同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的，不寻求巴利。第四节
，verse four，
只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。第五节
，verse five，
所以神坚定他的国，犹太众人给他进贡，耶和华大有尊荣之才。第六节
，six，
他高兴遵行主的道，并且从犹大除掉一切的丘坛跟木偶。啊，这边。谈到他除掉丘坛跟木偶。
And this passage records King Jehoshaphat removed the high places and the groves.
他很高兴的遵行神的话。
And he keep the commandment of the Lord with gladly.
所以他是一个爱神依靠神的人。
So he loves the Lord and trusts in the Lord.
我们今天大早来教会聚会，我们都是爱神的人。
And we're people loving God because we come here early in the morning.
这显现出我们对神有一颗爱慕的心呢。
That shows we have a heart to love the
Lord. 那我们今天要怎么来表现出我们真的爱神呢
？So how do we show we really love the Lord?
如果我们真的爱神，我们该爱神的百姓，就是要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
If we really love the Lord, we should love the people of the Lord.
那爱他们的方法就是让他们更懂得。神的律法，圣经的道理。
And the way is to make them know more about the law of the Lord.
我们来看十七章的第七节到第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 17 from verse 7 to 9.
这边提到耶和华作王第三年，就差遣很多臣子了，最后面说去教训百姓。第八节。
Verse 8.
同时他们有利未人，这里有大概好几个人，那下面又说又有祭司，第九节。
Verse 9.
他们带着主的律法走遍犹大各城教训百姓，所以你看耶和华把三组人编在一起。
So King Jehoshaphat organized three groups of people.
就是当时的官呐，还有服事的人又有祭司跟利未人哦。
Those are the officials, Levites, and the priests.
他们走遍犹大的各城将神的律法书教训百姓。
They went all throughout the cities and taught the people the law of the Lord.
如果今天我们真的爱我们伊丽莎白弟兄姐妹，我们要尽量想办法，让他们生命当中有这种，读圣经，或者是家庭聚会的一个祭举让他们能够懂得神的律法。
So if we really love the brothers and sisters in this church, we should strive to teach them the law of the Lord.
我们现在大家住都比较远了。
Now we live far away from the church.
但是我们要尽量发挥区的功能。
So we want to emphasize the function of each region.
能够在一起查经、懂圣经的人，应该把神的话能够带给弟兄姐妹们。
Those who are knowledgeable in the Bible should teach God's word to brothers and sisters.
因为神的话充满了生命力。
Because the word of God is full of life.
圣上讲，我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡。
Bible says, our people perish because lacking of knowledge.
我们给小朋友吃最好的其实就是神的话，就是这本圣经。
The best gift to our children is the Bible, God's word.
所以你看那个早期美国的教育他们真的是用圣经为中心的一种教育。60年代以前
in the 60s, America usually education is Bible-centered.
所以我们说他们教英文呢 ，R is for Adam, B is for Bible, C is for Christ. 他们就是这样教 A B C 的了。
For example, they learn alphabets by like A like Adam, B like Bible, C as a Christ.
啊，当时我们没有看到这个校园有什么暴力的事情啊。
And there was not too much about school violence.
那现在圣经离开校园。
But now the Bible has departed from the schools.
如果学校问题很多。
And there are lots of problems in schools.
所以今天其实我们自己的孩子也是一样。如果他们从小明白圣经，我们就真的很放心，因为神的话本身是有力量的。
If our children know a lot about the Bible, we can really take heart.
今天我们弟兄姐妹也是一样哦。
And same for our brothers and sisters.
如果弟兄姐妹啊，心中缺乏神的道理啊，他们内心就比较空乏，比较没有神的力量。
If our hearts not full of the word of God, our heart is empty and lacking the strength.
我小弟常常觉得啊，礼拜一到礼拜四啊，弟兄姐妹如果没有聚集在一起，又没有读经的习惯哈，可能啊，真的灵性会退步。
Our spirituality may decline if we don't have any spiritual gathering from Monday to Thursday.
我在想，除了礼拜五、礼拜六之外呢，我们弟兄姐妹啊，应该想办法让他们怎么聚集。或者是怎么鼓励他们自己有这种读圣经啊，依靠神啊，认识神道理的一个习惯，能够把律法带给百姓，这个就是爱神的表现了。
And how to teach the word of God to our brother sister is a deeds of loving the Lord.
那爱神的第二个表现就是懂得把公义带给神的家。
The number two to show our love to the Lord is to execute judgment.
我们看十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 19.
历代志下十九章第五节到第七节。
Second Chronicles chapter 19 from verse 5.
第五节哈，第五节到第七节，又在犹大国中遍地的坚固城里设立审判官。第六节。
Verse 6.
对他们说：“你们办事应当谨慎，因为你们判断不是为人，乃是为主。”判断的时候他必与你们同在。第七节。现在你们应当敬畏主，谨慎办事，因为主我们的神没有不义，不偏待人，也不接受贿赂。这边耶稣啊特别跟那个设立审判官，而且跟他们勉励。
And here King Jehoshaphat appoints the judge and encourages them.
你们公说要有三不政策。
You have three no's.
不可以有不义不可以偏待人，不可以受贿赂。
No iniquity, no partiality, and no bribery.
你知道这个社会啊，如果有公义啊，大家就能够过着平安的生活。
If there's justice in the society, everybody has a peaceful life.
如果在教会里面啊，大家都能够做合神心意的事情啊，大家来教会都觉得很平安。
If everyone does everything after the God's heart, everyone has a peaceful life.
所以圣经讲公义跟平安是相亲的，好像亲嘴一样，哪里有公义那里就有平安。
So where there is a justice, there is peace.
所以圣经又讲神的国在乎公义、和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。第一个在神的国里面强调要有公义。
So the kingdom of heaven emphasizes there is a justice.
所以雅各书讲说呢，当我们来到教会我们不要按照外貌来偏待人。
So the book of James, we should not judge people by their appearance.
我们不要重贫轻富，也不要重富轻贫，我们都要一律平等对待。
We should not show favor either to the poor or to the rich. We should treat everybody equally.
这个国中或是教会当中有不对的事情，大家生活起来都很辛苦。
If there's any iniquities among us, everybody would have a very hard life.
小弟早期到南美洲去的时候
when I went to South America,
那弟兄姐妹常常会跟我们讲一些故事。
And brother sister there would share their stories.
他们说这个警察很喜欢拦这个东方的驾驶员。
And the policemen there always like to stop the Oriental drivers.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为拦到了就有红包可以拿了。
If they can stop those drivers, they can get some money.
因为这个东方人西语也不太通啊，塞给他二十块啊，你走，就是这样子。
Usually the Oriental drivers will give a police like about certain kind of money, and the police will let them go.
在有些国家，看医生也要塞红包哎。
And even some people go to doctor, they have to give money to the doctors.
那说不塞红包，他那个纱布把你放在肚子里面，再把你缝起来， 然后就说他忘记了这样子。
And doctor might leave something in your belly, after the surgery.
这个一个地方如果没有公义哦，大家真的没有平安。
So if there's no justice, there's no peace.
那今天我们的教会就是神的家。
And our church is the house of God.
感谢主，我们在教会里面呢，我们都强调做神以为对的事情啊，尽量能够有神的公义啊，彰显在神的家中。
And we emphasize to do the right thing that's in the eyes of the Lord.
那爱神的另外一个表现就是呢，我们不但自己喜欢祷告，也愿意鼓励啊弟兄姐妹啊一起来祷告。
And also, the other way to show our love to God is to pray ourselves. Also, we encourage others to pray.
我们看历代志下的十八章三十一节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles 18.
这个节告诉我们，耶稣啊，他是一个懂得祷告的人呐。
Here we see, King Jehoshaphat loves to pray.
啊，这个在记载啊，他跟亚哈王出去征战的时候呢，那突然之间呢，他遇到一个大困难。
This records when King Jehoshaphat went to war with King Ahab, they encountered some difficulty.
18章31节
Chapter 18, verse 31.
金车长看见耶沙华便说这必是以色列王就转过去与他征战。耶沙华一呼喊主就帮助他。神又感动他们离开他。32节
32.
车兵长见不是以色列王就转去不追他了。这个耶沙华滴滴汤汤这样那个亚哈叫他说你穿王的衣服他就穿王的衣服亚哈自己穿老百姓的衣服、啊
King Ahab asked King Jehoshaphat to wear the royal robe and King Ahab wears his own plain robe
刚好那个敌军、啊、的王特别俘虏百姓什么人都不杀就杀那个王先、这个叫做我们这里现在用现在的话讲就是斩蛇头政策先把蛇头砍了就是把王给杀了
And king, and the enemy captain, commanded to kill King Ahab.
结果哎，一看哎，那个不是穿王的衣服吗？这个长官就过去要杀耶稣啊，跟他征战了。耶稣啊，哇，就在战场上大声呼求神。
When the Syrian captain saw the king with a royal robe, they were about to kill King Jehoshaphat, but King Jehoshaphat cried out to the Lord for help.
神就帮助他呢，然后呢，啊，这个一喊，这个耶稣一喊，哎呀，这个不是亚哈，转去，知道这个是假的、啊。
And so when King Jehoshaphat cried out, they found that that was not King Ahab, so they departed from King Jehoshaphat.
所以我们看到在紧急当中呢，神能够啊帮助耶稣华。
So in this emergency, King Jehoshaphat was helped by the Lord.
知道他在紧急当中啊，懂得喊，用现在的话来讲，就是懂得喊哈利路亚，啊，懂得啊表现出祷告的精神。
And in today's term, King Jehoshaphat knows how to cry out to the Lord like Hallelujah.
那我们一个爱神的人，不只是自己要懂得常常祷告，我们也要哦，常常招呼哦弟兄姐妹啊来一起啊祷告，甚至啊要禁食祷告。如果一个重大的事情来临的时候啊。
And we love the Lord. We also not only we pray, we also encourage our brothers and sisters to pray, especially when we have something important.
啊，我们来看二十章。
Let's turn to chapter 20.
二十章的第九节
Verse 9.
历代志下二十章的历代志下二十章的第一节到第三节对不起
Second Chronicles chapter 20 from verses 1 to 3.
此后摩押人跟亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击耶沙法第二节有人来报告耶沙法说从海外亚兰那边有大军攻击你如今他们在哈喜逊他玛就是隐基底耶稣啊，便惧怕，定欲寻求神，在犹大全地宣告禁食。于是犹太人聚集求告主帮助，犹大各城都有人出来寻求神哦。他以困难呢，真的家有事情，赶快宣布来，大家一起来禁食。
So King Jehoshaphat proclaimed fast when they have very difficulties.
这个很彻底嘞。
It's very complete.
我们来看十二节啊。
Turn to verse 12.
二十章的十二节。
Verse 12.
十三节。
13.
犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在神面前。哎，这个禁食连太太、儿女都要，婴孩都要禁食嘞。如果你仔细从头看到尾是这样子的嘞。
So therefore, this fast also includes all the wives and the children.
那个中国人说：“覆巢之下，岂有完卵？”那个国家亡了，你婴儿也被摔在石头上面摔死的。
So if a country perished, no one could survive.
啊，所以他就是啊，希望全国的人啊，能够啊，为神的家啊，啊来祷告，甚至禁食祷告。
So King Jehoshaphat would like everyone in this nation to pray, especially to use a fast pray.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们如果生命当中一个极大的困难，我们要知道禁食祷告的确是常常可以得到力量的一个武器啊。
So when we face difficulty in our life, fasting prayer is a very good weapon.
所以耶稣说，这样的鬼啊，若不靠着禁食啊，就赶不出去啊。都不用禁食就赶不出去啊。
Without fasting and prayer, this demon cannot be cast out.
就是很困难的东西呢，很困难的问题呢，常常有禁食才有办法去解决啊。
Only by fasting prayer, then we can solve the problem.
你看那个 NYTS 啊，我们常常跟他们讲，这个是一个训练哦，这个在你们日常生活以后，在你们回去面对这个挑战的时候是有帮助的。
NYTS, we told the students that this is a good training when we face the difficulties in our lives.
那很多人他们真的在毕业之前呢，禁食三天三夜不吃不喝，在 NYTS 毕业之前呢。
And some students really fast 3 days and 3 nights before they complete the NYTS.
我看到有两个学生啊，相约啊，我们彼此鼓励哈，彼此带导啊，我们呐来靠神啊，来学习。
There were two students, they encouraged each other to fast and pray.
神的爱在他们生命里面烧燃烧啊。
And the love of the Lord really burned within them.
我看他们最后一天啊，哇，两个彼此招呼，彼此微笑，感谢主啊，我们真的在主里面得到力量，得到燃烧。
And we thank the Lord, we can see the Lord's love really burn in there within their hearts.
那这两个人后来都出来报神学院了。
And these two students later signed up for a theological school.
如果我们在训练当中啊，你看到孩子在灵里面有一个感动，摸到神，他这一辈子大概不会离开神。
If we can see the students really touch the Lord, we are sure they will not depart from the Lord.
甚至啊，他们这一辈子活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
And they live for Christ, and to die is gain.
有一次我在一个地方教会。
One time I was at a local church.
一个小朋友他 allergy 那两个礼拜已经没有这个上学了。
And this child suffered allergy and did not go to school for 2 weeks.
然后严重到只要一这个洗澡，那个水一冲，无论是冷水、热水、温水，一冲，整个身体都很痛。
And whenever he took a shower, when the water touched his skin, he suffers.
两个礼拜之后，他才跟教会讲啊。
And he didn't tell the church until 2 weeks later.
哦，那个中午我看到一些父神真的很有爱心哦，他们就禁食啊，为这个小朋友来祷告。
And I witnessed the board members full of love, fasting and pray for this child.
礼拜六大家吃饭，几个父神都没有吃饭。
And on the Sabbath lunch break, these board members did not eat.
甚至是听人祷告的神，那个禁食有时候。刻苦己心，诚心实意，礼拜一那个孩子就可以上学了。
And the Lord is the Lord who hears a prayer, and this child really got healed and went to school.
我们今天爱神呢、啊，我们一定要鼓励啊，弟兄姐妹啊，一起来做祷告的生活，一起来真的有需要，甚至啊，全教会宣布禁食。
As we love the Lord, we should encourage our brothers and sisters to pray and even do the fast prayer.
我们最近在宣道的工作上面也是鼓励那个负责的工作人员哦，你要用祷告的方法来带领教会。
Even in evangelical work, we also encourage the people in charge to pray.
如果有一群弟兄姐妹啊，长期为教会祷告啊，这个教会一定会看到神的荣耀。
And we will see the glory of the Lord if there is a group of brothers and sisters continue to pray.
那另外一个爱神的表现呢、啊，就是能够啊带领会众啊一起来歌颂神。
And the other way to show our love to the Lord is to lead the congregation to praise the Lord.
我们看二十章的二十节到二十啊二二十章的二十一节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 20.
这个耶撒华他们禁食啊，后来神就跟他们讲说。你们不用担心哦，这个战争是我的啦 ，the battle is mine 哦，这个胜败在乎神，然后神还教他们呢、啊，你要怎么打，敌人从那里下来啊，你要怎么去打，神啊，在他们禁食祷告之后呢，跟他们讲啊，策略啊，敌军的情形。
And the Lord showed them strategies and told them, the battle is mine。
后来他们果然是打了胜仗啊。
And later they gained a victory。
这个 打了胜仗之后呢，耶沙华他们是怎么表现的呢？
And what did King Jehoshaphat do after the victory?
我们来读一下21节22节。
Let's read verses 21 and 22.
21节22节。
Verse 21.
耶沙华既与民商议，就设立唱诗的人颂赞主，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在金泉赞美主，说当称颂主，因他的慈爱永远长存。22节。
22.
众人方唱赞美的时候，主就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹太人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。23节。
23.
因为亚门人和摩押人起来攻击杀住在希尔山的人，将他们灭尽住希尔山的人之后，他们又彼此自相残杀。这个耶沙瓦先生一想，哇，神既然告诉我们策略了，好，安心，来，我们先来歌颂神，就派一个那个诗歌队啊，走在军队前面呢、啊，穿圣洁的诗袍啊，啊，在那边啊，歌颂神呢、啊。
So King Jehoshaphat appoints the choir to go before his army and to praise the Lord.
啊，真的，有时候我们在布道会就好像在打仗一样。
And our evangelical service is like a wars.
啊，当我们弟兄姐妹啊，真的大家过着圣洁的生活啊，奉耶稣的名啊，事前有祷告啊，在这边先呢 这个。先用诗歌啊，这是常常在诗歌当中呢，就可以掳掠人心啊，让神的话就可以掳掠人心呐、
啊。And we can use the hymns and to capture man's hearts.
啊，所以有时候我们布道会啊，即使人不多，我们小诗班呢、啊，其实啊都可以帮助我们征战的。
Even a small choir can help us battle the war.
那这里又谈到说，这个诗班是穿圣洁的诗袍了。
And this mentioned that the choir were dressed in the holy robes.
其实其他的歌颂啊，我们一些朋友都可以跟我们一起来歌颂。但当征战的时候呢，这个诗班的征战呢、啊，这个真理研讨会的结论就是说，我们还是希望啊，还在慕道的朋友啊，能够先休息一下哦，可以一起歌颂。但是打仗的时候呢，这个现实的时候就是打仗哦。我们要就是还没有受洗的、啊、我们就请他们先休息一下。
And when we present our hymns, especially in the evangelical service, we really encourage the brother sister, but not the true seekers to present the hymns to the Lord.
啊，因为人要圣洁，神才会同工哦。那这个圣洁的诗班，圣洁的诗袍，这样一唱，不得了，圣灵就开始动工了。
And with the choir members, everyone is holy, and the Lord will be with us and work with us.
当然，有的弟兄姐妹有时候我们在服侍神，我们有时候也要懂得怎么样在服侍之前呢、啊，先洁净自己啊，那让神来用我们呢、啊。
And before we do the ministry, we also have to sanctify ourselves.
其实诗班哦，在布道会唱诗，这是极重要的一种征战。
And this is a very important war for the choir to present hymns in the evangelical service.
在我们耶稣教的诗班历史当中呢，我曾经听到见证啊，有人就觉得，哎呀，参加诗班献诗的时候呢，那好好表现自己啊，心中有一个极大的骄傲。
And some testify that some choir member might have a pride in their own hearts.
最后在献诗之前呢，神让他的嘴巴肿起来，让他不能参加诗班。或者是让他没有声音你自己不能参加诗班了。
So before the choir dedicated this hymn, those members really got the lips swollen.
我也听说有人犯死罪的，还在诗班那边献诗在布道会之前呢。
And I also heard about some member with moral sin also were in the choir.
最后他在献诗的时候就当场昏倒。
And this member passed out when she dedicated.
这告诉我们真的是我们，当然我们做传道的也是一样哦。每位弟兄姐妹服侍的之前都要预备心都要洁净自己当我们有圣洁的时候，神跟我们同在，那就会产生一个极大的神的同工跟一个力量。
So before we serve the Lord, we should prepare our heart and sanctify ourselves, and the Lord will be with us.
所以他们真的是用诗班摆在军队之前。
So the choir was placed before the army.
那神就派伏兵击杀那些敌人呢。
So the Lord set ambush to attack the enemies.
他们从来没有想到怎么三组人要来打他们，两组人先联合起来打一组人，然后把那一组人消灭了，两组人又继续自己打自己啊。
So two groups of enemy destroy one, the third group, and these two groups of enemies, they fought each other.
哇，不得了，这个战打完了，他们一样的继续来歌颂神哦。
Even after the war, this choir still praise the Lord.
我们有时候为了需要，我们会祷告歌颂神，但是有时候我们神给我们成就了，我们就把神丢在后面了。
Sometimes when we gain the victory, we always forget about the Lord.
那我们来看一下二十章的历代志下二十章
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
二十五节谈到说，哇，那个财物哦，很多啊，敌人留下来的哦，要收三日才有办法收完呢。
Verse 25 mentions about lots of spoils left by the enemies. It takes about 3 days to gather.
请你读二十六节。
Verse 26, and on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka unto this day.
他们把那个谷叫做 Valley, 比拉加谷, Valley of Baraka, 就是 Valley of Praise. 哦，他们战胜之后呢，那个在的地方啊，把它称为一个 Valley of Praise， 就是啊，我们要歌颂神啊，把那个地方取一个名字，说我们要歌颂的一个谷哦。
And King Jehoshaphat named this location of victory, the Valley of Praise.
啊，他们回家第一件事情不是回家睡觉，他们回到耶路撒冷第一件事情就进圣殿继续歌颂神。
And the first thing when they went back to Jerusalem is going into the temple and praise the Lord.
所以今天我们如果真的爱神啊，我们会懂得啊，让我们的弟兄姐妹能够啊，那个用诗歌当成我们崇拜的一个重要的一个内容。
So if we really love the Lord, we should use the hymns as a very important way to worship.
甚至是一种征战的兵器啊。
And even it's a weapon of war.
So we see that Jehoshaphat loved the Lord. He did a lot of good work for his country.
And we can see King Jehoshaphat loved the Lord and did a lot of good deeds for his country. And for people. And his people will understand the law of the Lord.
He let the people 当中呢有神的公义，大家可以有平安的生活。
And he executed justice in his kingdom, and the people have peaceful life.
他带领大家禁食祷告。
And he led a fasting prayer through all the nations.
他用诗班来做征战。
And he appoints choir for war.
今天我们呢可以用学习耶沙华来鼓励弟兄姐妹用这样的方法来敬拜神，这是我们爱神的一个表现。
And we can use King Jehoshaphat as an example to show our love to the Lord.
我们再来谈谈他不但爱神，他也爱恨神的人呢。
But here also we have to talk about he not only loved the Lord, also he loved those who hate the Lord.
你如果我们读圣经，发觉到一个人的特色哦，从这方面看是他的优点，从另外一面看呢，哎，这个特色往往成为他们生命的缺失啊。
And from different perspective, we can see the positive and the negatives of this person.
有时候我们看到我们教会的一些过去的同龄 ex member 或是 ex worker， 我们也看到这个人真的是很有爱心呢、啊。爱心太多了，有时候反而被魔鬼利用这个进入试探里面去了。
And we can see some ex workers or ex members. They might have a lot of love, but also were tempted by the devil.
所以我们也是要善用神给我们的特色哦，要常常思想什么才是对的。
So we have to make a wise use of our talents and also ponder.
那谁是神恨的人呢
？And who are those who the Lord hates?
神就是气那个亚哈。
And the Lord really hates King Ahab.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣经上讲说没有一个王跟亚哈一样的啦。
And because the scripture says there's no king as evil as King Ahab.
所罗门王自己拜偶像是没有错的。
King Solomon worshipped some images.
至少他没有把全国偶像化啊，他没有把那个偶像教当成国教啊。到亚哈时代呢，这个已经全国偶像化了，把偶像当国教了，而且不拜这个偶像的先知还要杀。
And King Solomon idolized some images, but King Ahab even made it official for his kingdom and also murdered all the prophets of the true God.
来，我们来看一下历代志下的十八章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter
18. 十八章第一节
，verse one.
十八章第一节
，18 verse one.
十八章第一节啊
，chapter 18 verse one.
耶撒法大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲。第二节，过了几年，他下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多牛羊，见他与自己同去攻取基列的拉莫。第三节，
Verse 3.
以色列王亚哈问犹大王耶撒法说，你肯同我去攻取基列的拉莫吗？他回答说，你我不分彼此，我的名和你的名是一样的，你必必与你同去征战。这个亚哈王啊，这个耶撒法王跟亚哈王结亲了。
And here records how King Jehoshaphat made affinity with King Ahab.
你知道耶撒王的爸爸亚撒王阿公曾阿公，他们这些人哦，自从这个耶罗波安离开罗波安之后呢，大家都很不甘心，嘿，那是我阿爸的土地呢，啊，怎么可以给他呢？所以呢，在耶撒王前面几个王哦，大家都要到北方去打，这个是我们的主场啊，所以要去打以色列王啊。
And the kings before King Jehoshaphat always had a will to recover the lost land from the northern kingdom.
那南北朝这样战了几百年，那只战到耶撒法说：“哎呀，算了，我们是兄弟了，不要再打了。”啊，怎么办呢？啊，用结亲的这个方式啊，他就放弃了这个北朝，就真的让他们去独立了。
And by making affinity with the northern kingdom, they finally made peace with the northern kingdom of Israel.
这个也是有点政治因素了哈。
And it's out of a political consideration.
结果去拜访他的亲家公，人家就宰了很多东西给他吃啊，牛羊啊，请他吃饭呢。
And when King Jehoshaphat paid a visit to his in-law family, they treat him with lots of food and feast.
我读到这里就想说，可能他还在吃一根鸡腿，亚哈王突然跟他讲说，哎。一起去打敌人吧，吃人的嘴软了，这个鸡腿吃下去了，只好说好了，你的名就是我的名哦，你的国我的名跟你的一样是一样的啊，我们是不分彼此的。
So when King Jehoshaphat was taking his meal, maybe King Ahab made a request, "Let's go to war together." And King Jehoshaphat felt very hard to decline, say, "Okay, your people is my people. I am as you are."
后来真的跟他出去打仗了。
So King Jehoshaphat really went to war with King Ahab.
我们刚说这个耶撒法真的也是很直啊，人家叫他穿王服，他就穿王服啊，亚哈自己穿一个随便的衣服了。
So King Jehoshaphat is very easy to persuade. People ask him to do certain things. He always says yes.
如果不是神帮助他，我看他这下死定了，真的。
King Jehoshaphat might have been dead if the Lord did not help him.
所以啊，第二节他啊，第十九章第二节，他一回家，先知就这样跟他讲了。
So in chapter 19, verse 9, the seer told him,
你只可以帮助恶人，爱那恨主的人呢？哦，这个重点就是你怎么可以去爱那个恨主的人呢？
And this emphasized this point: How could you love them that hate the Lord?
啊，所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天爱哦，有时候也是要有点分寸的哈。我们这个行义啊，也不要过分。
So when we love our love people, we also have to have the boundary and the limit and don't go overboard.
恨神的人哦，有的人说我要为魔鬼祷告，因为魔鬼是漂亮的天使，这个对吗？这个本来就是神的仇敌了，你还为他祷告，你这个心实在是，我看连神都不会悦纳这样的祷告啊，这个已经是不对的道理了，你已经是爱到恨神的一个病了。
Some people even had this comment, we pray for the devil, but devil actually is the enemy of the Lord. It's over the limit.
你会说耶稣不是罪人的朋友吗？
And you might say, Lord Jesus is the friend of the sinners.
但是我没有想过耶稣把那个法利赛人骂到臭头啊，祸吧，你们祸灾祸灾祸灾，连是跟他们讲七祸，对那个硬心不悔改的啊，主耶稣是严严的责备哦。
And the Lord Jesus, however, strictly rebuked those Pharisees.
所以我们真的今天我们过生活当中要注意啊，不要去爱那些恨神的人，真的不要把珍珠丢给狗吃，他都被践踏了，你还继续去亲他的嘴巴，这个对吗？
So we have to be careful not to love those people who hate the Lord, not to cast pearls into swine.
我们个弟兄后来被关起来了。
One of our brothers was put into jail.
为什么被关起来？
Why?
帮人家 smuggling 那个毒品呢、啊？
Because he helped others smuggle the drug.
这个错误的事情，你怎么可以爱那个神所不爱的东西？那这个爱那个恨神不说话的，帮他做一些恶的事情呢？
So how can you help those people who commit illegal deeds?
所以今天呢、啊，有的弟兄姐妹很有爱心呐、啊，说这个四川大地震啊，慈济很好哦，那这个做很多善事哦，啊，我也来奉献给慈济哦，让慈济去做这些善事、啊。
For example, like Sichuan earthquake, some people even made donation to some Buddhism charity organization.
这个对吗？
Is that right?
我觉得这个都有问题。
I think it's controversial.
所以我们行义啊，不可以过分。
So we don't go overboard when we do righteous.
神责备耶撒华，先知责备耶撒华，你怎么可以爱那个恨神的人呢
？So the seer rebuked King Jehoshaphat. How could you hate the people who love the people who hate the Lord？
所以有时候我们爱呀、啊，有时候太多了，不晓得、啊、神的心意是什么。
So we sometimes we love too much and lost the heart of the Lord.
那后来这个耶撒华、啊。爱恨神的人、啊、他后来也跟 亚哈的儿子一起做生意、啊、
And King Jehoshaphat even had business deals with the son of King Ahab.
我们看历代志下二十章三十五节到三十七节。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35.
历代志下二十章三十五节到三十七节。
Chapter 20, verses 35 to 37.
此后，犹大王耶撒华以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。三十六节，两王合伙造船要往他斯去，遂在以寻加别造船。三十七，那时玛利沙人多大朵的儿子以谢向耶撒华说预言，因为你亚哈谢交好，神必破坏你所造的。后来那船果然破坏，不能前往他斯去了。这个亚哈谢也是个坏蛋。
And King Ahaziah was wicked.
本来以色列国有神的啊，自己这个生病了，去找这个苍蝇神呢、啊。
And this king even inquired their idol god when he was sick.
可是耶撒华也没有分别哦，跟这个恶人呢一起合伙做生意啊。
And King Jehoshaphat even made a business deal with this evil king.
那先知又说呢，因为你跟恶人交好，神必破坏你所造的。所以我在想呢，大概造好了哈，造好了，大概可是还没有处理行啊，就破坏掉了。
And when they build the fleet of sheep, the ships, the Lord has broken Jehoshaphat's work.
今天不是说我们不可以跟别人合伙做生意了哈。
It doesn't mean we should not make business deals with others.
但是今天呢、啊，我们也要特别注意哦。有时候，在跟人交往当中呢，也要避免那些不洁净的东西、啊。
But we also have to take precaution when we have deals with other people.
我们一个弟兄啊，生意做得很好。
There's a brother with a good business.
后来一些朋友来啊，跟他讲风水的事情呢、啊。
However, some other people came over to him, talking about feng shui.
他就让他朋友去乱搞他那个家具的东西啊。
So this brother even allowed this his friend to move his furniture in his house.
结果啊，神真的不喜悦啊。
And this did not please the Lord.
这是你的地方嘛？为什么你要允许你的朋友做这些有的没有的呢？
And this is really your house. How would you allow your friends to move around your furniture?
你虽然不说话，也是一种默认呢、啊。
Even you keep silent, that means you agree with them.
所以有时候我们跟外邦人一起做生意，有时候外邦人有一些不好的习俗、啊、我们真的要小心、哦、
So we have to take precaution, especially we have business deals with these people who do not believe the Lord.、
弟兄姐妹一起做生意啊，有时候觉得说这也是因为生意本身是讲利益啊，有时候也是要有很多的爱，要否则。也是不太容易啊、哦。
Because business always takes about the profits, so we also have to be careful when we deal with brother sister in business.
但是无论如何啦，就是我们在待人处事当中呢，也要不要沾染不洁净的东西。
But we have to be careful not to touch anything unclean when we deal with people.
我们刚说耶撒华的确是一个很好的王哦。
We mentioned King Jehoshaphat was a good king.
但是他生命最大的败笔就是去爱这个亚哈王，爱那个恨神的人。
But his failure is to love King Ahab, the one who hates the Lord.
很多不好的事情都没有在他活着的时候发生，等他死去的时候呢，因为他这个决定啊，影响到子子孙孙了、哦、
And his decision really affect his offspring and children.
你知道耶撒华王的儿子叫约兰。
King Jehoshaphat's king's son is King Jehoram.
后来娶了约洗别的女儿，叫做亚他利亚。
And this, his son married Athaliah's daughter of Jezebel.
你知道前南朝的王没有一个王像约拿一样一登基就把耶沙华其他儿子统统杀掉，没有一个南朝的王做这样的事情啊。
There was no a king, a southern kingdom, who murdered all the sons of his father when he first enthroned.
那为什么这个耶沙华的儿子约拿他做这么恶的事情？圣经上这样讲啊。
And why did King Jehoram did such a wicked thing?
我们看二十一章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 4.
第四节哦。
Verse 4.
这个谈到约拿兴起做他父的位，奋勇自强，就用刀杀了他的众弟兄和以色列几个首领。第五节，耶兰登基的时候32岁，在耶路撒冷做王8年。第六节，他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。为什么这个耶兰王特别跟其他的南朝王不一样？因为因某是耶洗别太太啊。
This King Jehoram did such a wicked thing because his wife is the daughter of Jezebel.
是谁的错？
Whose fault was that?
从耶沙华来的。
It was from King Jehoshaphat.
后来这个耶南死了，他儿子也叫做亚哈谢做王啊。
After King Jehoram died, his son, King Ahaziah reigned.
他跑去看舅舅啊，看他的舅舅，后来跟他的舅舅啊一起都被杀掉了。
And King Ahaziah went to visit his maternal uncle, and both of them were murdered.
结果他的妈妈就是这个耶洗别的女儿啊，看到自己的儿子死掉了，起来把那个耶沙华的后代啊，几乎每一个人都被他除掉了。如果不是一个妇女保留一个种子啊，我看神应许啊，犹大家世世代代做王，就栽在这个亚他利亚的手里啊。
And Jezebel's daughter Athaliah murdered all the offspring of the kingdom of Judah. But the princess saved one little boy in order to save the family of Judah.
所以我们说，有时候我们就一个爱的决定哦，一个爱的决定。
Sometimes we make a decision out of love.
我们爱到不该爱的人。
But we love the people who do not deserve to be loved.
爱到恨神的人。
And we even love who hate the Lord.
哇，影响世代子孙竟然这么大哦。
And this decision will affect our children.
这也是让我们一个反省的地方啊。
And this is a point we need to ponder.
耶稣实在是一个好人。
King Jehoshaphat was a nice king.
他一辈子爱神爱人。
He loved the Lord and loved man.
爱太多了。
But he loved too much.
爱到恨神的人。
But he even loved the one who hated the Lord.
他家差一点灭种啊。
So his family almost perished.
所以求神给我们智慧。
So we ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
从耶沙华得教训。
So we learn the lessons from King Jehoshaphat.
我们要继续爱神。
We have to continue to love the Lord.
但是小心不要爱上恨神的人。
But we have to be careful not to love those who hate the Lord.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.